In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. No man can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. There is, my brothers and sisters, no compromise with the world in which we live. And the Lord begins this particular passage from the Gospel of St. Matthew, reminding us that our sights must always be on the Lord. Every aspect of our existence must be entrusted into His care. If we live a divided life, trying to compromise with the world, trying to somehow live in the world but not necessarily be swallowed up by the world, as the Lord Himself points out, you will hate one and love the other, or you will stand by one and despise the other. In one sense, this seems to be natural wisdom, the nature of a relationship that is compromised, where we find ourselves caught, if you mean, between one reality and another. It's only when we can then give ourselves completely over to God and serve Him that the Lord then goes on to enjoin us to put aside anxiety, doubt, fear, or worry. The Lord is not telling us to simply trust in Him as if nothing is involved from our end. Yes, we are to clothe ourselves and feed ourselves and make sure that we're taking good care of ourselves. When all is said and done, even as we do those particular things, we must always bear in mind that not only do our gifts come from God, but that these things that we do to feed and clothe and house ourselves are secondary to this primary relationship, to choose God above everything else. Because the simple fact is this, and we know this from our own existences, when we worry, when we are anxious, when we fret, when we are fearful, it begins to choke off the life that we try to lead in God in Christ. When we become afraid and worried about the things of the world, whether it be our place in it or those things that are swirling around us, especially those things that are out of our control, inevitably, what happens to us, we turn not to God, sadly, but rather we turn to ourselves and believe that somehow there might be something I can do to control my environment, to predict the future, to make sure that the outcome I want and desire is the exact outcome that should precisely happen. And while yet again we do exert some control over our existences, we also know from our own lived experience that for all the things that we control, there are so many more that we simply do not. And those very things that we do not control oftentimes are the source of our anxiety, our stress, and our worry. We find ourselves in those positions not looking to God, but instead relying upon ourselves. And on a natural level, this may make sense. But remember, brothers and sisters, we are supernatural creatures by virtue of what it is that has happened to us in baptism. And as such, as supernatural creatures, we must have access to supernatural things. We have to rely upon the grace of God. And these can't be mere words coming out of my mouth or pious platitudes that are spoken to somehow make us feel better. We have to be governed by the things of God. And we have to live in such a way that our life reflects this confidence in the Lord. Because the truth also is this: the closer we grow to the Lord and the more trust we place in the Lord, the more Satan will double and triple his efforts to pull us away from the Lord. It doesn't mean when we trust in the Lord, when we rest in His providence, that our lives are free from difficulty. Oftentimes the opposite is true. Because the more we go to the Lord, the more He bestows upon us. And as such, the more then we can actually bear. And so whatever sacrifices we are being asked to endure, and the crosses as heavy as they may seem, God gives us the grace in order to endure them. And we endure them with joy and confidence, not in my own success, but in the success that God has already made manifest by giving His life on the cross, by shedding His blood, by exchanging our place or His place with ours so that He would indeed be subject to sin to set us free from sin. Again, not mere theological constructs. They are that, but they need to be so much more. The reality by which we govern our very existences. It is not an easy thing to cast all of our cares and concerns into the hands of the Lord. It takes, in truth, a lifetime to plod slowly but surely and yet deliberately and intentionally in relationship with God, such that in those moments where I might be inclined to follow my own direction or be willful or to be self-directed, I instead turn to God and find my strength in Him. I have said from this very spot, oftentimes, reminding you of the difficulties that we are enduring, both outside as of the church, if you will, those things that plague Holy Mother Church, but also the destruction that we are feeding on ourselves, those things that are happening internally, which can be a source of anxiety and confusion and frustration, despair, anger. Where are we going, and how is it all going to play itself out, and who's going to lead us, and who's going to take care of us? These are not insignificant questions, and ultimately they need to be asked, but probably by people whose pay grade is much higher than all of us gathered here. And while we wait for them to answer the quest, ask the questions, and we wait for answers to come, we know what we ought to do and how we ought to be. We come to this place Sunday after Sunday, day after day. We are fed by the living God. We encounter Him. We offer ourselves as sacrifice, as He Himself is sacrificed for us. And as He enjoins us in our gospel, we trust in Him. I will be the first to admit how often I worry and I allow anxiety to well up inside of me as I seek to care for my soul, but more importantly, to care for your souls and to navigate the waters in which we find ourselves these days. But in truth, I always have to come back. We always must come back to the Lord. There is no one else who is in charge. There certainly isn't anyone else who knows everything. And so all that we can do, and it truly is the best thing that needs to be done, is to place our hands in God. And so our gospel concludes this morning, words that we should contemplate throughout this coming week. Seek first the kingdom of God and His justice, and all these things, all these worries, cares, concerns, all that will be taken care of according to His divine will and providence. Let us pray for the grace and the strength we need to trust more completely in our God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.